I'm Antonia Gonzalez with National Native News. In today's headlines, a memorial in Rapid City remembers children who died at the city's Indian boarding school. And a federal grant will help bring solar power to the Wind River Reservation. These stories and more today on National Native News. This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Sunday marked the opening of a memorial to the 50 Native American children who died attending the Rapid City boarding school more than 100 years ago. Organizers say the issue is crucial for understanding race relations in the city. South Dakota Public Broadcasting's Lee Strubinger reports. The Eastern Shoshone Housing Authority received nearly $8 million in federal funds to invest in clean electricity. Wyoming Public Radio's Hannah Haberman has more on how it will bring more solar power to the Wind River Reservation. The Onondaga Nation in New York is getting a portion of land back that was taken by the state. Tribal representatives signed legal documents with Honeywell International Friday for the return of 1,000 acres of land, which sits within its original treaty footprint set aside in the 1790s. The transfer is under the federal Superfund program. According to the tribe, this is the first acreage return to stewardship of the nation since New York State and the U.S. government broke a treaty which originally set aside more than 2 million acres. Onondaga Chief Sid Hill says this is a small but important step for them and for the indigenous land back movement across the U.S. I'm Antonia Gonzalez.